I mean, it's, you know, you kind of come out of the mundane Minnesota countryside, and you kind of come around this corner, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, there's Superior, and you drive along the lakefront. It's a really cool city to be. I've only been here a couple times, and every time I come here, it kind of wows you. Yeah, I think it's important for, you know, the NFL organization. We get so much as Vikings from the fans, from the cities, from Duluth, from up north, from down south. I mean, it's all across the state. For us to come out to the state, go to Duluth, come up north, and realize that, you know, there's fans everywhere. Now, to give them a chance and bring Vikings Children Fund up here to raise money, let them have a chance to get around some of the players and the organization. I just think it's a great event, and I think it's so important for us to give back in different ways. And obviously we have our own foundation, but the Vikings always do a good job of getting back in the community.
It's a lot of fun. It's for a good cause. I get to see people that haven't seen in a couple of years or a year, some of the guys that get to come back, and it's just I get an opportunity to connect with the younger guys when they come in, because I see them play. I know all about them. They may have heard something about me, but to be able to talk to them away from football and still talk about football, it's a good feeling. It feels like you're giving back or trying to help out there. They're an absolute fun group to be around. They love the Vikings so, you know, and they can come out and they can tell you things that I may not remember, but they can tell the story that it's like, yeah, I do remember that happening, but nothing that's just fresh in my mind. That, and they're so in tune to the Vikings, and it's just everybody that's around that's a part of it, everybody bleeds purple.
It is. I've been getting so many tweets and on Facebook, you know, hey, man, I'm going to see you up at Winterfest. I saw your name on the list. And I'm saying, dang, you know, people come out in the cold just to hang out with the Vikings? I mean, the season is over. But that's just the passion that this community has for this organization. So I'm really tickled pink. And I'm not going to say it's my first time on a snowmobile, but first time being at this event. You know, I'm going to be on the sled. I will probably be the one that's way back in the back, the slowest one of them all, because I want to live to see another day.
Well, I think as the years have gone on, I think, you know, you go back to Bud Grant and the mystique of what the Vikings stand for the city, for the state. I think that's part of it. And as it's gone on, you've seen great players and not just great football players, but great people who have been part of the community. And I think that has allowed a lot of people to gravitate toward the Vikings and really look at it as something meaningful and something that matters for the entire state.
Bye.